This is the Vivaling English
Podcast.
Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast. This is the third time that we have our new season, Short and Sweet. And today, we have a special guest, Felicity. Hi, Felicity. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and where you live?
Yes. Hello, Tom. As you said, my name is Felicity. So I am from England. Although I lived in Mexico for 10 years, I have been living in England for the last 10 years. I live just outside of London, and I actually live closer to France than I do to London, but I'm very much British.
Thank you, Felicity. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about some informal expressions, words, maybe a little bit of slang as well, that we use in the UK, but are also useful for students to learn. So, what do you think? How useful is it for students to learn that kind of informal and slang language?
I actually think it is very useful and also very interesting and fun. A lot of the English that you will find in books at schools is formal English and not English that you might come across in the situations that you are when you're a little bit younger. Understanding some of these words and expressions can mean that you will understand much better a conversation, whether it is with a group of friends or whether you're reading a blog online. So yes, it is very important to understand some of these expressions.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, I can actually. One of the expressions that we use a lot in England is I'm going to the loo. When I have visitors from overseas come to visit and I'd say this to them, they don't know what I'm talking about and they often wonder where I am going. So
where are you going?
Well, it's funny to them when I tell them going to the loo means I'm going to the toilet or I'm going to the bathroom. Another expression which can be confusing for some people is saying I'm knackered. And I hear this a lot from my 10-year-old son. And when he says I'm knackered, it means that he's really tired and basically he doesn't want to walk anymore. Another expression which is really starting to become more popular now is the word slay. I've only just been introduced to this word myself, actually. But if you use the word slay, it means that you're really impressed by something.
Because what does slay mean normally?
Slay normally means to kill a lot of people or a lot of things. For example, if you imagine a knight with a sword, he might slay the dragon. But nowadays, if you wear a really cool jacket out to a club, then you are slay.
Thank you, Felicity. That's excellent. So what about tips? I mean, we've got three good examples here, but if students want to learn more informal expressions or slang, what tips could you give them?
Well, actually, the word slay, I believe, has been recreated by TikTok. So as much as parents might hate it, going on to things like TikTok and YouTube and blogs, online blogs, you're going to find a lot of these expressions being used. And as you know, with the word slay, more and more expressions are being created all the time. And social media tends to be the ones that create these new meanings to these words. So yeah, really social media, if you can get involved in that, that's a great way to hear the newest and coolest expressions.
Thank you, Felicity. So before we finish, I'm just going to think if I can use these expressions that you taught me correctly. I'm going to ask you a question with each one. When you go to the loo, do you like to have something to read with you or take your phone?
Oh, well, I guess it depends how long you're going to be in the loo. I'm not going to answer that one.
Okay, and when was the last time you felt really knackered?
Oh, that's a good idea. Probably every Monday morning when I wake up, I'm feeling pretty knackered after the weekend.
And what do you think of my shirt? Is it slay?
Oh, Tom, you are so slay.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you very much, Felicity. And thank you for listening to the Vivaling English Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Vivaling English Podcast. For further information, visit our website, www.vivaling.com, or connect on Facebook or Instagram. And remember to subscribe to this podcast.